Hey, I'm Kate Wells with Michigan Radio. So across Michigan, there is a system of courts designed specifically for veterans. Maybe you've heard of them. They're called veterans courts, and they're modeled after drug treatment and mental health courts. And the whole idea is that nonviolent offenders can get intensive treatment, therapy, mentoring, all of this under a judge's supervision. Now, as part of our series this week called Beyond the Battlefield, we want to introduce you to one young veteran who's doing pretty well in veterans court, in part thanks to a police officer who saw him as more than his mistakes. When Eric Thompson hit rock bottom, he really hit rock bottom. I mean, high, drunk, and actually fleeing from police in a car chase, rock bottom.
I wasn't scared. I didn't have a plan. It was done, seriously. I wanted to die.
2 weeks after graduating from high school, Thompson enlisted in the Army. And when he came back from Iraq, he started taking Xanax to deal with his anxiety and his PTSD. And one night, after he and his fiance broke up, Thompson says he got high, he got drunk, and he got pulled over.
And I just remember faintly the cop coming up and still having the bottle in my lap and him looking at it, and then just me, see you.
Eventually, Thompson says he rolled the car. He says he woke up in the hospital charged with an OWI and a felony for fleeing and eluding. It was Beverly Hills police officer Tom Danielson's job to call Thompson.
And I was doing like a follow-up and just got a sense that something wasn't right.
Now, there are two things you got to know about Officer Danielson. Number one, he was seriously injured when his patrol car was hit by another guy who was also fleeing the police. So the crime that Thompson committed, it was personal to him. But Officer Danielson is also a Navy vet.
You know, you got a close bond with anybody served in the military, man. And I wanted to make sure he was okay and see if I could get him some help.
Here's how Eric Thompson remembers that phone call going.
The whole conversation wasn't about the criminal stuff. It was about his concern for me. It was just, are you okay? No, not okay. You know, are you suicidal? I don't know. And he definitely saved my butt. I'd say that.
What Officer Danielson did is he got police to bring Eric Thompson in from his house back to the hospital so that he couldn't hurt himself. And he also talked to his chief about Thompson. He told him what was going on and suggested that maybe they could recommend reducing the charges against him. That is what got Thompson into vets court.
But when he said that to me, especially with what he's been through and what I did, it was like, okay, maybe I am here for a reason. And then the last thing he told me was, we just want to see you succeed.
So the deal with vets court is if you are a nonviolent offender, then you can get a reduced sentence or even a completely clean record. And in exchange, you do 18 months of hard, intensive parole and treatment. Court hearings once a month, drug testing twice a week, AA meetings, NA meetings, emotional therapy. And at the start of all of this, Thompson says that he was not very hopeful. But he says it turns out that he really likes all of this structure that comes with vets court, says it reminds him of being back in the military. And he's set to graduate this fall. The judge even wants him to come back and volunteer as a mentor for the other vets. And he recently got to sit down with Officer Danielson for the first time since that very first phone call.
All right, we'll see you. Good to see you, man. You back out again?
Yeah. Thompson took a little time bringing Danielson up to speed on how things were going with vets court.
I didn't want you to think that your efforts were not heard or, you know, seen, and I've been busy. You know, I'm living again, I guess I can say. I actually have, like, a conscience or whatever. So, seriously, I appreciate it, brother.
And any time, brother. I mean, I'm glad that I can help you. It means a lot. I mean, I've thought about you many a times, and that means a lot, and I appreciate it.
Everybody that knows me knows about you. Seriously. And I say that with just respect, not to be mushy, but
no,
it's just so you know, you changed my life.
Right now, about 60% of vets actually successfully graduate from vets courts in Michigan. If Thompson does graduate in November, then he will join the ranks of 180 or so vets who have graduated in the last couple of years. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.